something materializes. I don't actually know what it is, but something will happen and we get an overhead. All right. Anyhow, but welcome everyone to our community meeting, and also the first Sunday of Lent. There was a hooray. Where is the hooray from? Yeah, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. Yes, to our first Sunday of Lent. So today we'll be continuing with our talks and presentations on the names of Jesus. And today, Helen will be speaking to us later on, which is great. So we've got that to look forward to. And she will be speaking on Jesus as Son of God and Son of Man. Or is it Son of Man and Son of God? I can't remember, but it's those two. Very good. Excellent. So we've got that to look forward to. But before that, we'll be taking a time of worship. And then after that, we'll have some time for intercession and then some refreshments as well. Before I go any further, is anyone I should be introducing or welcoming this morning? Afternoon. Oh, I said it's the second time I've done that. Okay, right, well, we'll continue anyhow. So I was thinking today, because as the first Sunday in Lent, it's often like, oh, head down, you know, let's gird our loins and get ourselves ready for the next 40 days. And I was thinking, in some respects, you know, that's helpful. And in some respects, that's a little bit unhelpful when we're thinking about coming into our time of worship today as a community. And I was thinking about the fact that Jesus, at the beginning of his 40 days, which is really our example of Lent, he goes out into the desert. He goes out into the desert, right? Which in some respects is also a reflection of the people of Israel, when they were taken out into the desert. And the purpose that they were taken out to go out into the desert was to worship God. Right? That's what Moses went in Exodus. He went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go so that they can worship me." So they were taken into the desert to worship him. So this is, in some respects, this is our time during this season of Lent to go out into the desert and worship God and to serve God and to worship him. And I think that's actually helpful for us to be thinking about on this beginning of this Lenten journey for us, is that we're going to be going into the desert to worship God. And that's what we're going to be doing today. And the nice thing about Sundays during the season of Lent is actually that they always remind us of where we're going to, right? Because it isn't as if we do Lent not knowing that there's an Easter, right? We're not walking into Lent going, "I wonder if Easter will happen this year or not." We know where we're going. There is a reminder to us. And every Sunday during the season of Lent, which is still a celebration of Thanksgiving for us, for the life that we have and the resurrection of Christ, that's what we get to do today. So we have a day of both Lent and Easter at the same day. That's what these Sundays of Lent do for us. So we have this great opportunity now to enter in together as a sort of symbol for the whole season, entering into worship as an expression of what we want to do for the next 40 days. And I'll say some things actually at the end, more of an orientation for the rest of us as well. But I also want to remind us the other thing, which is something that Anthony said to us before Christmas, actually, that these times are also our corporate times together. Yes, this is our corporate worship, which I think is really, when he said that, I said, that's a really helpful thing to remember. We haven't come here to have our own independent private times of worship or prayer. We can do that in the morning or the evening, whatever works best for you. This is us gathering together for our corporate worship, where we gather together as a community and worship together. And one of the things that Anthony talked about then, and I'm going to remind us, is that one of the ways that we can do that is to encourage one another during the time of worship. And you know the best way to encourage one another during the time of worship is to be vocal. Because you can hear them and they can hear you. And that's really helpful. If you hear your brothers and sisters next to you singing or worshiping the Lord in what they say, or maybe they're just praying a psalm or whatever, that can inspire you. But then you can do the same for someone else. So as we enter into this time of corporate worship, we need to inspire those around us, right? To be speaking out, to be praying out, to be singing out as directed to the Lord, but also as an encouragement to one another for our corporate time together. So, enough said by me. Lloyd, let me hand over to you and the band. If you have a songbook on a phone, I know some of you have got your songbooks on phones or tablets and stuff like that, I would encourage you to take them out. If you don't have one, try and sit next to someone who does, and we'll see if we can share these around. And do you think we might have overhead during? You don't know. All right. Well, let's assume we're not. So if you have it on a phone or a tablet or something like that, please share with someone nearby. If you don't, try and go and sit next to someone, which is a good idea anyhow, who might have it. All right? Okay. Either way, let that not be a distraction and prevent you from worshiping the Lord. Let's stand and enter into worship.
Yeah, let's just praise God. As Dan said, let's praise him, and because we know he's going to rise. We know that he is.